Their Enchanted Garden, An Adventure with Garden Gnomes, by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in a charming little cottage nestled on the outskirts of a quaint village, lived a newlywed couple named William and Mary. They were on their way back from a visit to see their parents when an unexpected adventure found them. As they trundled along in their horse-drawn buggy, their tired eyes caught sight of something peculiar at the edge of the forest. 7 garden gnomes, each with a unique and whimsical expression, stood in a ragged line, looking forlorn and abandoned. William brought the buggy to a halt, and both he and Mary climbed down to investigate. "We can't just leave them here," Mary said, her compassionate heart shining through her eyes. William nodded in agreement. "They seem to be calling out to us. Let's take them home with us." So, without hesitation, they carefully loaded the family of garden gnomes into the buggy. The gnomes, though made of stone, seemed to come alive with gratitude as they were nestled among the couple's belongings. Upon arriving home, William and Mary placed the gnomes just outside their massive vegetable garden. It was a sprawling, verdant oasis surrounded by a white picket fence. They positioned the gnome family near the gate that led to the garden's heart, hoping the gnomes could help guard their precious crops. William, an apprentice carpenter, spent most of his days working away from the farm, leaving Mary to tend to the garden. They were a young couple, married for less than a year, striving to master the art of gardening to feed themselves and sell excess produce to make ends meet. Little did they know that the gnomes were enchanted, possessing a magic beyond their stony appearances. On the very first night, under the silver moonlight, the gnomes came to life. They sprang into action, scurrying into the garden like tiny, diligent caretakers. The gnomes pulled weeds with gusto, their little hands working tirelessly. They spread their own magic fertilizer, a sparkling dust that seemed to bring new life to the soil. With unwavering dedication, they chased away slugs and other pests that dared threaten the garden's bounty. Just before dawn, as the first hints of sunlight kissed the horizon, the gnomes gathered together in a circle. They began to chant a melodious pollinator song, a harmonious invitation to the creatures of the garden. As if summoned by their magical chorus, butterflies, bees, and ladybugs descended upon the garden in a fluttering symphony of colors. Mary couldn't believe her eyes as she ventured into the garden the next morning. The absence of weeds and pests was astounding, and the garden was bursting with vibrant blooms and lush foliage. It was as if their little piece of earth had been touched by a magical hand. With the garden's newfound abundance, William and Mary decided it was time to welcome their first child into the world. Their baby arrived on a glorious spring day, just as the garden burst into full bloom for the first time that year. They named their daughter Marigold, after the profusion of marigolds that had magically appeared outside the picket fence that protected their garden. Over the years, William and Mary went on to have 5 more children, creating a loving and bustling home. Their life was filled with laughter, love, and the daily wonders of their enchanted garden. The magical gnomes continued to watch over them, ensuring that their family thrived and their garden flourished, providing for their needs and dreams. In their cottage by the enchanted garden, William and Mary realized that sometimes unexpected and magical things could happen when you open your heart to the world and welcome a little bit of enchantment into your life. And so, they lived happily ever after, surrounded by the love of their family and the magic of their garden, where gnomes danced under the moonlight and pollinators hummed in joyful harmony.